today we'll go through the Divine Dinosphere. And
that's I thought we finished.
Well, I thought we had, but then I keep finding other things. And last time we didn't actually finish off properly.
Okay.
And then I want to add something about prayer to it as well.
Oh, great.
Okay. So the basis of today's meeting is really talking about the power that was given to Christ and how it's been given to us.
好，我们今天的那个课程主要是讲说上帝给耶稣基督的这个能力也同时的传递给我们。
Yeah, there's a very important verse. In fact, there's many, many verses actually that talk about this power in the spiritual life. There's one verse in particular we'll look at, and it uses these, all of these different words for power, the power that God gave us.
好，那我们今天还要特别讲一下，就是所谓的能力这个词，能量或是什么，就是它其实在原来的那个经句里面是有很多种能力。
Okay, so we'll begin our lesson as we always do by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在还是像往常一样的，在课程开始，我们要对天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us in grace.
感谢天父在将这个时间给我们，如同跟你给我们的恩典。
We give thanks for the spiritual resources that you give us in order that we can understand about you and your plan.
而且感谢你给我们所有属灵的这些属灵的礼物，让我们可以理解你以及你的计划。
And we give thanks that we have this environment where we can focus on the message in order that we can make these things a part of our spiritual life.
也希望我们所学习的能成为我们属灵生命的一部分。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. How did you translate resources just now?
资源。
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the way we should do it. Because they are spiritual resources that God has provided for our use.
对，因为我们属灵的资源是神赐给我们，让我们可以使用的。
Just like God has provided natural resources in every country for use. You know, they're basically there for the taking in order that you can improve your life.
那就像神给我们天然资源，在各国家我们可以有天然资源可以使用，让我们的可以生活。
But you have to sort of go after them. A lot of countries have a lot of natural resources, but they never develop the infrastructure or the technology or the education or even the willpower to get those resources to make better lives for themselves.
其实很多国家都有这种天然资源，但是因为它没有整个结构性的建设，没有科技的进步等等的，所以他们不懂得如何把这些天然资源变成可以成为他国家的力量。
These are what remain often as third world countries, and it takes like a first world country to go in with investments and things like this to get those resources out.
就像那些所谓的第三世界国家，他们却需要那些第一世界国家，就是已开发国家呢，来到第三世界国家去把资源放进他们国里，才能够将这些大自然的资源取之用之。
And then these people in these third world countries, they complain, well, that's not fair. But they never did anything about it. Or in their country, there's always, civil wars or there's some kind of a problem, which just means that they're missing out on that great capacity for wealth and prosperity.
而那些第三世界国家就会因此而抱怨说啊，为什么我们的天然资源都被这些已开发国家给利用了，但是因为他们自己内部呢，总是常常会有一些内乱啊，或者各种问题，让他们实在没有能力真正的做好他们国家的开发。
Well, people that are scared of the environment being destroyed. In some cases, it's a valid argument, but countries like the United States have actually had a lot of problems with environmental protesters that protest over really small things, but they destroy a big part of the economy.
就是很多人也会说这些开发呢其实会破坏这些天然环境，造成一些环境的一个问题，尤其在美国呢也有这样很多的这种争执，就是说这种大量的开发是否会造成这些环保的问题。
Just to give a couple of examples, there's a lot of oil reserves in Alaska. And I don't know how successful they've been, but they've been trying for years to build a pipeline through to the States. But all the greenies and other people, they would say, oh, you can't build a pipeline, it destroys the environment. But a pipeline, an oil pipeline, really takes up a very small amount of land.
好，举例来说呢，就像在那个阿拉斯加有非常大的这个原油的资源，所以在多年来就一直有一种讨论，说是不是要把这些原油开采出来，然后用这种这个大的这个油管哈，把它输到这个美国来使用。那很多人就说，这样子的这个大型的油管的建制会造成环境的这个。就是会破坏环境，但是实际上你想想看，那一条油管才占掉多少的空地。
And they say it affects the migration routes of the buffaloes and something to do with the birds flying over. Yeah, they make up all kinds of excuses. But they're greenies, of course.
那这些所谓的破坏大自然呢，常常讲的是这个，比如说什么候鸟的飞行的路线被破坏啦，等等的这种事情。
Another example is you see regularly in the news almost every year there's huge bushfires in California, and it's because a couple of decades ago, I guess, they stopped making what they call fire breaks. A fire break is where you cut a big gap in the forests, because when fire does start off in one area, it's contained, and so it won't skip over to another part of the forest. But the environmentalists said, no, we can't cut down any forest. So they stopped the fire breaks. That's one thing. And also pre-burning of the lower scrub. So you're supposed to burn out all of the lower dry scrub very regularly. Otherwise, once that catches, then the whole forest gets burnt down.
Wow, I never know that. 像这几年呢，加州一直都有这个森林大火哈。那其实这个问题呢，可能要归咎于在几十年前，美国的环保人士呢，要求不准在森林里面呢砍树，留下那种所谓的防火墙。他们就要本来是要把树林里面留下很宽的那个空地，让那个空地变成这边如果有火灾，它就烧不到那边去，就要留空地。还有说就是定期的要把一些野草、干草给烧掉，免得它造成火灾。可是在几十年前，那些环保人士就认为这种方式是破坏了大自然自然的生长定律，所以他们就反对要留这种空道，就是防火道的这，还有定期烧这个野干草的事情。
I don't know if you've ever tried to set fire to a tree, but it's pretty impossible. You know, you try to get a tree on fire.Just by using matches or even a small fire, you cannot burn a tree.
其实要烧一棵树是非常非常不几乎是不可能的。
But what happens is that the scrub, the underlying scrub which grows up, and then over summertime in California where they're very dry, that scrub becomes the tinder material. And then once that gets burning, then the trees start to burn. And when once your first lot of trees start to burn, it gets so hot that it just spreads, and now your trees are catching fire.
哦，其实呢，现在这几年的加州的火灾都是因为那些矮的灌木，他们在雨季的时候下大雨以后就长得很茂盛，都等到干季夏天的时候就全部变干草，然后这个时候他们就很容易着火。那这种东西烧起来以后，就有能力再去烧到那些树，所以森林就变成大火。
In the past, they would have like good forest management policies, and pretty much every year they would go through and they'd burn that. So they obviously got some smoke, and they're going to ruin the environment, I guess, of these little animals that would be in the scrub and stuff like that. But they get to keep the forests.
那在过去呢，他们的做法就是每一年呢，固定期他们会去把这些干草集合起来烧了。那烧了的时候呢，这个造成的有一些烟呐。所以那些对环保人士来讲说那个就会造成这个空气的污染，所以这些年来就不准人家烧，所以才会变成这个现在大肆火灾的产生。
And these people would go into the forest and discover these really rare species of tree frogs and butterflies and things like that. And they say, you know, if you keep burning the undergrowth, we're going to lose these species. And so that was another part of their argument as well, that we can't do this burning.
然后另外一个他们不烧这些草啊灌木的原因是因为他们在烧的时候就发现很多的昆虫啊蝴蝶啊什么什么的就会死掉，所以他们就为了保护大自然，所以就决定不烧。
But when you get the big forest fires come through, because everything burns anyway, so these species, they get burnt, plus all the forests as well.
结果呢，现在那种森林大火呢，好，却是让所有的东西都死掉，不只是小的这些生物，连那些大的动物都一起死了。所以其实是一个很大的一个错误。
But just to show the justice of God, you know, a lot of these people, they lose their whole townships and villages. Their houses get burned as well. Usually people don't tend to die so much because they have enough warning they can get out of town, but they lose their very beautiful homes. But these are the people that voted for these policies. So it's like, it serves them right, to be honest.
But I think they got some kind of insurance to cover.
Sure. Yeah, but they have to lose their homes and their livelihoods and stuff. But that's their fault.
而这些呢，投票呢，同意不要这个做这种什么防火道，还有这个烧这些灌木的这些人呢，他们投票这样做的结果是他们自己的房子，很大很美的很美的房子都被烧掉了。但他们现在不知道知不知道，这是他们过去投票的结果，一个后果。Do they know it's that's their fault?
No, they wouldn't consider the consequences.
So they are still not allowing those distance in the forest.
As far as I know, the policy hasn't changed.
然后所以我刚刚在问说，是不是现在这个政策有因此这几年的状况而改变吗？但是那个听说他所了解的是，到目前都没有任何改变，还是会维持过去这些问题。
But my point is that God provides every country with resources. It's part of His grace plan for mankind. He has to provide us with the food and the places we need to stay, the resources that we need. But not just to live, but to prosper as well.
但是因为神留给我们的大自然给我们来利用呢，它本来就是有一个规律的。And to manage, right?
That's right.
所以就是这些大自然是神给我们让我们人类要去管理它的，所以它也是提供了我们富饶的生活的资源。
Yeah, and over time, with more education and the technology and expertise and with wisdom, which comes from having good political guidance as well, a country can really prosper.
就是经过哈我们人类的这种不管是教育、学习、专业的这种成长、技术等等，好，然后再加上一些好的政治的一些管理，那我们人类就可以得到非常丰富、丰盛的生活。
In the spiritual life, it's no different. God has provided us these resources. That's the 40 things that you get at salvation. And if you use them properly, use them wisely as guided from the word of God, you can prosper.
而我们的属灵生命也是一样，上帝呢提供了我们非常非常丰盛的属灵资源，也就是那所谓的四十个礼物。那如果我们呢能够经由圣经的教导，把圣经当作是我们的这个指导书，让我们好好的学习怎么去用这样四十个礼物的话，我们其实绝对可以得到丰盛的生活。
See, there's a very clear analogy there. From your natural resources in the ground and in the oceans around you and you know, the farming and things like that, your mining, you produce fruit for the people of a country.
所以就像天然的资源，我们不管是海洋资源、山的、土地的，如果我们的好好的去用它，学习去用它的时候，我们自然会得到这个国家的果实，就是这个果，我们会得到各种好的果实来给我们的国家。
And from the spiritual life, you use those resources to produce spiritual fruit.
而我们的属灵生命也是一样，我们经由属灵的资源，我们好好的去经营它，我们也会生出属灵的果实。
If you're not using your spiritual resources properly, it's almost as if you've got this beautiful country, but you don't do anything with the resources. You know, you let the fish stay in the sea and you keep your gold and your minerals in the ground and you don't use your forests properly, things like that.
Yeah, 那我们的属灵的这个资源，我们如果不好好的用，就跟我们的天然资源没好好用一样，好，所有的东西都浪费了，然后这个国家却是贫穷。
I'll just give you one more example of how environmentalists really like to screw things up for people.
好，然后那个听要讲一个例子，就是那些所谓的环保人士如何的把整个事情给搞砸。
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, I actually worked in Australia on the fishing boats for a while.
当 Tim 在20岁的时候呢，他在澳洲呢是在那个渔船上面工作。
And part of our income came from sharks' fins.
一部分他们很重要的一个财源呢，是从这个鱼翅，就是做鱼翅的这个工作来的。
Yeah, you know, I've had shark's fin soup and it tastes quite nice. And I think the biggest market is the Asian market and the Chinese.
那他不晓得你是不是大家都吃过这个鱼翅啊？那这鱼翅呢？在亚洲，尤其是中国，是最非常最高档的食材，所以吃的人非常多。
Our main produce that we were fishing for was prawns, and you use big nets, shrimp or prawns. But occasionally, in those prawn nets, you'd also get lots of other things. You get crabs and fish and turtles even, and sharks. So the sharks would come up in the nets.
他们呢，其实主要的这个渔船在捕的是那种大明虾。那在捕虾的时候呢，它那个网子里面也会有的时候会跑进来那个螃蟹啦、鱼啦什么的。所以有的时候就是那个大鲨鱼就也被捕获。
And on a pound for pound basis, like the weight of a shark, really it wasn't profitable to keep it on the boat because it wasn't what we needed. The market didn't give a good price for shark meat. So we would just cut the fins off and then we would sell those on the dock to private buyers who use them for shark fin soup. And we get a good price for the fins.
那因为呢，渔船它的容量有限，所以如果呢是一个大鲨鱼被捕获的话，他们不可能把鲨鱼带回来卖，因为那个鲨鱼肉并不太值钱，然后所以他们呢，其实目标还是要捕获那个明虾，所以他们就会把那个鲨鱼的那个鱼翅给拆下来，然后鱼肉就都给丢了，这样的话他们就可以有比较多的空间。
And that was a sort of a win-win situation for everybody, really.
所以其实在这种状况下是一个双赢的成果。
But then the greenies come along, this was after I'd finished working there. I don't know how, they changed the law not long after I was working on the boats. They said, you cannot do that anymore, it's cruelty to the sharks.
Who said that?
The greenies. It became a movement and it became illegal. It's now illegal to take a shark and to cut the fin off and to throw the shark body back in the water.
So greenie means the environmental.
That's right.
好，然后那个接着呢，在这些年来，就整个法令改变了，就环保概念变成是法令。所以呢，这些环保人就来讲说，这些渔船不能够这样杀害这么多的鲨鱼，所以不准用这个方法。
Now, when a shark is thrown back into the water, that's not wasted. That's food for other fish.
So that means you can catch shark, but you have to take it to sell.
I think that's the new rule, is that you have to take the whole shark.
好，所以现在的环保规定是说，你可以捕鲨鱼。但你不能够只把鲨鱼的鱼翅拿下来，所以就会变成他们过去是把鱼翅拿下来，把鲨鱼肉就丢回海里嘛。那其实鲨鱼肉丢回海里，它并没有浪费，它就变成其他的鱼的一个食物。可是现在不准了，就变成你如果要采鲨鱼的鱼翅，你就要整条鲨鱼都带回来。
And the other thing is, the more sharks you have in the water, they eat fish, right? So you have less fish. If you have more sharks, there's going to be less fish, less prawns, and the price of fish, the things that people want to eat, is going to become more expensive because there's less in the oceans.
而现在这种策略呢，就变成捕捉了鲨鱼的量就会减少，因为不能立刻杀了他们拿鱼刺，就海里的鱼就反而别种鱼还有虾都变少了，因为鲨鱼就很多嘛，就吃掉所有其他的鱼，就只剩下鲨鱼。
But of course, you know, now we're expected to love all animals. See, this is part of the earth worship, which has come about when people reject God. They don't worship the creator, they worship the creation. This is Romans chapter 1. Now they're worshiping the creation, including the creatures. You can't hurt the sharks.
所以呢，这整个事情呢，就变成呢，大家不再理解说他们应该要敬拜的是神。他们变成环保人士在敬拜的是创造者的创造物。而不是敬拜那个创造者，所以他们呢变成更重视这些鲨鱼，剩余要去理解我们创造者对我们人类大自然资源的计划。
Yeah, and people normally can't see the consequences of their bad decisions, but it means that the price of fish is going up in the market. There's less fish to fish because there's more sharks now. The shark populations are increasing. More shark attacks.
所以呢，大家其实有的时候不理解很多事情，它的这个。造成就我们的下的一些决定造成的后续的后果，就像这个所谓环保人士对于我们采鲨鱼鱼翅的一个禁止，现在造成的是鱼价变贵，虾价变贵， 鱼获虾获减少，然后更多的鲨鱼在海边吃人，所有的这些问题都其实反而让整个海洋生态不平衡。
I just mentioned Romans chapter 1, where it says that when people reject God, then they're not worshipping the Creator anymore, they worship the creation.
罗马书第一章里面就特别讲说，当人不再懂得去敬拜他的创造者，而反而是去敬拜他的创造物，就是创造者的创造物。
If you start back at Genesis 1, where God set Adam over the creation, said, you are the administrator of the creation, you are the top of the food chain, and this is your environment, you do what you want with it, you are the king.
所以应该要回头去看看创世纪第一章，当神对亚当说你要治理这地，你是整个食物链里面最上面的那一个，所以这整个的逻辑才是我们创造者要给我们这个大自然的规律。
Remember, that was the status, that was the original status before the fall of mankind. So before Adam and Eve sinned, you know, that was their responsibility to be at the top of the food chain.
而治理这地成为这整个食物链的最上面的这一个角色呢的权柄呢，是在亚当夏娃还没犯罪前神就已经设计出来的整个规律。
Yeah, it comes out in Genesis 1:26 here. I'll just bring it up quickly.
我们现在看一下创世纪第一章26节。
Okay, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. This is the important word here, like rulership over the fish of the sea, including the sharks, of course, and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. Man is king. Man is supposed to be boss of the earth.
所以神说我们要照着我们的形象，就是神的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海底的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上行动的一切爬虫。然后这边有一个英文叫 dominion。
dominion means rulership。
这个意思呢，就是你是那个整个管控者。
You have the word in English dominate. You know, dominate means to sort of to rule over something. It's from the same root word.And, you know, remember, the earth is the witness stand. It's the platform for the angelic conflict. But while God has put humans here as witnesses, he needs to keep us alive. And that's what this verse is about. We use our advantage, our intelligence and our wisdom to use the environment to keep us alive.
要知道呢，我们这个地球之所以被创造，是为了让人所创的人，也就是人将来要作为天使征战的这个见证者，那他因此创造了人，那人被摆在这个地球上，他需要神供应，让他可以生活存活。所以我们人本来就有这样子的一个优势跟地位，优势地位，那我们应该要运用我们神给我们的智慧跟管理发明等等的这些能力来管理我们这个世界。
When I was at school and studying about science or social studies, you know, you have this food chain and you have man at the top and then you have all the animals going down and the big animals would eat the smaller animals, for example. But this is sort of what the food chain pyramid would look like, something like this.
I never learned this.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd have like, you know, we'd have the, I guess there's cattle and stuff, but even the bigger animals, we don't eat lions and elephants, of course, but they would be at the top of the food chain.
They eat us. <laughs> They do,
but if we're clever, if we're smart, you know, we have more power over the lions than they do over us because we have weapons, of course. But the food chain is like this, and you have even your grass and stuff at the bottom, but the big animals eat the smaller ones, but we're still at the top of this.
听说他们小时候在自然科学里面学的这个所谓的食物链是像这样子，他在黑板上画的这个金字塔，就人是在金字塔的顶端，然后比较上层的呢就是那种大型的哺乳动物，然后越往下面的就是越简单的生物，所以整个人类是掌控所有的这个动植物食物链的最顶端的这个位置。
I can't remember the exact design of it, but it was something like this. And at the bottom, of course, you have your vegetation because things like the cows and the sheep and the fish and whatever that they eat. Yeah, eventually it comes down to eating vegetables, I guess.
Something like this. 所以这个金字塔的最底端还要包含这些植物，尤其是我们说的这些蔬菜水果，都是属于这个食物链里面的一环，但是越下面的就是属于植物类的。
But something like this, and this follows the formula or the concept that's given in Genesis 1:26. We are dominion, we're ruling over all of nature.
所以这个图表呢，这个金字塔的结构呢，其实是根据就是创世纪第一章26节所讲的，我们人类就是拥有管控这个世界所有的动植物的这个最顶端的，我们是管理者的权柄。
Okay, but the environmentalists, with these earth worshippers, we call them pagans as well, and a lot of religions are like this. You know, you have the people and the animals and the vegetation, they're all in the same orbit, in the same sphere. There's nobody who's better than anybody else because we're all just part of nature. We all came from evolution. We all came from a big bang. Nobody's different. We've got to take care of the animals and take care of the planet.Things like that.
而对于环保人士而言呢，他们的这个世界观哦，是现在黑板上的这个那个 Tim 所画的，就是说我们都来自于一个宇宙大爆炸下的产物，所以我们都出生了，然后我们呢，人类、动物、植物没有什么高低之分，大家都在同样的一个世界里，要共同存活在这个世界里，所以我们都要彼此互相的尊重，然后我们并没有站在所谓治理跟管控的那个角色。
And thus they're like animals. Yeah, we all share the same oxygen, and we all share the same water, and we all, our chemical makeup, we all have the same minerals in our bodies. We're no different from the animals, even the plants, I guess.
所以他们都觉得说，我们呢跟所有的动物一样，我们都要呼吸空气、喝水，然后要在这个地球上的生存是没有谁高谁低，我们都没有差异性。
Yeah, so again, we need to use our natural resources wisely, but that is the analogy. The spiritual life is the same. We have spiritual resources. We don't want to waste them. We don't want to throw them away because we're deceived.
所以呢，这个概念还是要强调的是什么？其实呢，神创造我们，它是有我们存在的目的的。所以当我们人类要是使用大自然资源的时候，你必须还是要非常的聪明的，非常有智慧的去使用，而不是去浪费。但是并不能够像那些环保人士一样，好，觉得我们没有这个所谓管理的这个角色。那同时呢，对于我们的属灵的资源也一样，我们必须要非常有智慧的去运用我们所有属灵的资源，不要浪费它。
Now another concept I want to talk about as well, just before we get into the main part of the lesson today, I had it on the board just now, is different methods of perception, which means the different ways that you understand the world around us.
还有一件事情我们那个听希望在接下来课之前先讲到的。
Okay, it's how you basically think and the way that you learn things.
这一件事他想讲的这个 perception 呢，就是知觉、觉知，好，就是我们如何去学习所有事情的一个能力。
And the first one of these we have up is empiricism. And empiricism means using your visual ability or from what you hear, but generally from looking and observing, you can create ideas about what you think is truth. Really, this is what it comes down to.
那我们人类的这个觉知能力里面的第一种呢，就是所谓的经验主义，就是从我们实际体验，就是五感啊，什么五感五就经由五官而有的五感哈、哦、的这种经验而来的一种学习。
We have the term empirical evidence. And empirical evidence is you see something and you can make a statement about it and say, yes, this exists, for example.
就是这种经由经验来的，你看了你就可以说，哎，这个是存在的。
This is a legitimate way of learning, and scientists do this to make scientific laws and principles because they do experiments and they see things happening. They say, okay, well, this is the truth about this body of physics, whether it's, you know, in the physical sciences or biology.
这是经验主义，是我们的科学的开始，哈，就是科学家们一开始就是利用实验去确定什么事情会发生，他看得到、闻得到、听得到等等的这些。经由这个这样子的明显的例证可以存在的，才成为我们所谓的实验科学的结果，然后我们把它变成了定律，好，变成了一些规则，它就变成了是我们的科学。
And the other method that people often like to use Now, this can be very subjective sometimes. It's called rationalism. Trying to base things on rationalism.
那第二种呢是理性主义。
I should have examples set up for rationalism, but you know, rationalism is basically using rational thinking and often common sense to come up with ideas and concepts.
因为这种所谓理性主义呢，基本上是从我们的一般的观念里面，你可以思考得到的事情，然后变成是你认知的事情。
With philosophical concepts, philosophy, they like to base ideas on rationalism and making arguments to prove something.
而这种理性主义呢，经常是我们哲学的根基，就是这些哲学家们利用理性主义呢，能够制造他的一些辩论的，然后经由这样的一些辩证法，然后得到成为他的一个认知的一个定律。
Okay, and the other method that we have for learning or perceiving what is truth, and this is actually more common than most people realize, is faith. Though I have one pastor, he calls it pistis-ism, because pistis is the Greek word for faith. Okay, so he brings in the English and the Greek together. But really we're talking about faith. This is how you learn things.
而第三种呢，这就是更上层的一种觉知了，就是信仰、信心。
Yeah. And actually, right from a very young age, we use faith to learn about most things because your parents tell you something and you believe your parents, it's true, right?
或许我们会觉得说，哈，我们的认知建构里面有这个信心吗？但其实是很多是有的，就尤其是我们很小的时候，当父母亲告诉我们什么，我们既没看到，也不太懂，可是我们却相信。
Just for example, really faith starts when you're probably very young, but when you can actually start thinking about things is when you're forming a vocabulary. So maybe 2 to 3 years old. You know, you really need a vocabulary to be able to start to think about things, but faith requires thinking. So that makes sense. You need to be at the age where you have a vocabulary and you can start to think in terms of words and sentences.
而这种经由信心而建立的觉知的体系呢，是必须仰赖我们有所谓的词汇等智慧的这些能力以后才有办法的，因为这些经由语言学习而来的一些被告知的一些事情，才能在我们脑中造成我们的想象跟思考的机会，这个运作，然后它才会成为我们的信心。
But yeah, from a young age, you might have been having baths every day. Your mother takes you to the bath and you have to bath. Some children don't like that. And they might say, Mom, why do I need to have these baths? I don't like having baths.
比如说小时候妈妈每天都要把你送进这个浴室去洗澡。那很多小孩子其实不喜欢洗澡。
But the mother says you need to keep clean because it's good for your body, you won't get diseases and you can smell nice or whatever. And usually the child believes the mom. They don't need empirical evidence.
然后呢妈妈就说啦，你一定要洗澡保持干净，你才不会生病啊，然后你才香喷喷啊等等。这些其实小孩子他是听了妈妈说的以后，他就相信他干净可以让他不生病等等的，这些并不是经由他的经验。所以这是一个孩子对母亲而来的一个信任。
And as the child's growing up and learning things, the first job of a parent really is to look after the child, of course. They need to feed the child and make sure he's taken care of in his physical needs. But mentally, the first thing a parent needs to do with a child is make sure that their vocabulary is growing as quick as they can get it to grow.
而父母呢，照顾孩子是他的天职。好，那除此之外，父母就一定是在教导孩子他的词汇能力。
And so the parents will say, well, this is your bedroom and this is the bathroom and I'm mum and this is dad. And every time the parent's given a new word, the child believes that on faith.
而父母亲在教孩子说，哦，这是洗澡，这是水，这是花，这些所谓的各种东西的词汇，我是妈妈，他是爸爸，全部都是经由小孩子对这个父母亲的一个信心，因为他相信妈妈说的，爸爸说的，所以他才学习到这些词汇。
And then so when it's the age to go to school, about 5 or 6 years old sometimes, the mother says, or the father says, you need to go to school now. And the kid says, why is that? And the parents say, well, you need an education. And the child has to believe them.
然后等到孩子长大的时候要去上学之前，父母亲说啊，你该去上学啦。小孩说为什么我不要去啊？他说不行，你一定要经过教育你才能成长。然后他小孩子也就得相信父母，所以就要听话顺服的去学校。
And then from the first day at school, they're learning so many other things by faith because the teacher is telling them, whether it's Chinese or English or math or science, everything the teacher is teaching, the child just soaks it up because they say, oh yes, this must be true. Most children don't question the teacher about what they're learning.
而小孩子在学校里开始接受老师的教导的时候，老师教的所有的事情，不管是数学、社会学、中文、英文，全部东西老师教的小孩子都要相信，他才能学得起来。那这个过程就是几乎没有孩子会怀疑老师教的。
And occasionally, maybe in science class, you might do experiments, and so now you're learning things by empiricism.
然后在这个学校里，你开始学习的过程里面，你也可能会有一些科学的课，然后你就开始有实验，然后你才开始有所谓的经验主义的角度得到的一些知觉。
Yeah, if you're studying economics or maybe some English type class, you might be taught about how to argue ideas through rationalism.
听说他们从中学就开始有学经济学，然后在经济学的这个课程里面呢，他就会开始有一些观念上面的这个辩证讨论。好，那这个就是所谓的用的所谓理性主义的方式在学习。
Okay, but again, most things you learn is going to be through faith.
但不论如何，你可以看得到，其实我们大部分的学习都是经由信念、信心而来。
That's the way. When you think about it, all the information that you know, very little of it needed to come from empiricism or rationalism. Most of it was taught to you by somebody who you trusted in their words, and you just believed it, and you soaked it up.
所以你想想看哦，所以我们以为我们都是经由经验跟这个理性主义学来的东西，其实我们真正基础的学习是来自于信心，是因为你相信了某人，你的父母或者你的老师，他教了你就学。
Now the spiritual life, it's based on faith. The word of God, see this is where we get our spiritual life from. The word of God is from God and He's given it to us in order that we can believe the words.
而我们在信仰上面所得到的这个学习经验也是一样，是因为我们有一个神，有一个天父，我们相信他，所以我们就学习他所说的所有的话在圣经里。
Now it's interesting when you look at the world around us, you know, we see, with empiricism, we see God's creation. And it's such a miracle of events, the way that things have come together, that from a rational point of view, so it's bringing rationalism together, we have to make the statement that everything that exists needs a creator. It cannot happen by itself.
像我们看到整个大自然这个世界这么的美丽，这么的不可思议，像个奇迹一样的在我们眼前，这是经由我们的眼睛看到的，这的确就可以称之为是实验主义，因为你看到，你经由你的五感去感受了，但是你又会经由你的理性主义去思考说，如果没有一个超级的创造者，这些东西怎么可能就这样的平白的出现？所以经由你的实验主义跟你的理性主义，你就会得到一个结论，那一定有一个创造者。
And again, that comes out in the Bible. There's a few verses, but in Romans chapter 1, it also talks about God is revealing His nature, His divine nature, through the nature that He's provided for us to see.
而在圣经里面，罗马书一章，保罗就说了，神他将整个大自然对我们他的创造对我们显现之后，让我们能得以看见，得以感受。
Okay, this is Romans 1:19. Because the thing which may be known of God, meaning His power, is clearly revealed within them, for God revealed it to them. And then in Romans 1:20, it says, "For the unseen things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." So even though God is unseen, we can know of the existence of God through the things we do see.
好，我们看一下罗马书一章十九节跟二十节。因为可以让人知道有关神的事情都已显明在人心里，因为神已经开始给他们显明了。自从第二十节，自从创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽不是眼 Wow, it's so different.
Well,
why you say it's not you can see?
No, he's saying the unseen things of God, meaning God is unseen. We cannot see God, right?
But the creation... the Chinese is totally wrong.
Oh, that's not a surprise. Okay, well, maybe it's just the way they've organized it. But they're saying here that we can understand God through the things that we do see, even though we can't see God. That's what it's saying.
所以其实这边在英文罗马书一章二十节讲的就是说就自天地创造以来即使神本身是我们看不到神但是他所创之物却让我们可以看得清清楚楚、
okay.
应该是这样讲的
Okay, and then it says his eternal power is shown for them to be without excuse. It means people don't have an excuse if they deny the existence of God because God said, look, I gave you this beautiful creation and still you deny my existence.
所以他最后在讲的就是说呢，所以这些我创之物都让你看到了，你还说你是不能理解我的存在。
But what happened? These people rejected God first, and now they're going to make up all of these silly ideas, like the Big Bang and evolution, which has no empirical evidence.
所以呢，在那些所谓这个无神论者的心中，他们是先拒绝了神。然后才去创造各种各样的借口包括什么大爆炸啦齁等等的这个进化论啊这些所说的大爆炸进化论都不是经由实验主义来的因为其实他没有办法证明那些东西是真的。
Yeah, see, nobody was at the Big Bang to see the Big Bang, and because it didn't happen, of course, either. Nobody ever saw an evolutionary design step from one...type of creature to another. It's important. Nobody's seen these things.
谁都不可能有看过大爆炸，更何况大爆炸并不存在。然后也没有人看到说，一个生物从一点一点的去改变，然后变成进化到现在。这些都是所谓无神论者为了要反对神的存在，自己发明出来的一些说法。这些都无法用任何实验的方式去证明。
But the ironic thing is that these people.That did not see the Big Bang, but believe in it. They're using faith to believe these things because they're hearing it from other people that believe.
而这些所谓相信大爆炸进化论的人，他们却是使用了信念第三种的这个方式去相信了这些事情。为什么呢？因为他们相信了其他教导他们的那些老师说的。
It takes more faith.To believe in the Big Bang than it does to believe in God as the creator.
所以呢，他要相信这个大爆炸的那个所需要的信心，还胜于要相信有一个伟大的造物者创造了这宇宙一切。
And what these people often do as well, that they twist the argument. They say faith is believing in something that doesn't exist, which is a really bad definition of faith.
而那些所谓的无神论者说哦，信心呢就是要让人相信那些看不见的嘛其实他们自己更是相信了他们自己不可能看见过的事
Yeah, or actually yeah, they're saying that it's to believe in something that you can't see but also something that doesn't exist like see when people believe in fairy tales they're saying or some people believe that because but it doesn't exist they're saying faith can bridge the gap between imagination and reality
所以那些所谓的不愿意用信念、信心这种相信这种概念去看事情的人，他们常常讲说 ，faith 就是信这件事情是 fairy tale 跟 reality、
yeah.
哦、是神话与现实的桥梁。他们先把它这样定义，但实际上他们却去相信一个他们不曾看过的事情。
Because they're saying, well, God doesn't exist, but you people believe in God because you, know, you Christians and even the Muslims and whatever,、you believe in God even though it's a fairy tale, but you have faith. They're saying that we can use faith to imagine, really, that something is true when it's not.
所以这些说法的人呢他们就是无神论者他们常常讲说你的这种信只不过是一个想象力而已。
Okay, but remember, yeah, faith is actually just believing in some information. Somebody's presenting information to you, and you say that's true. That's faith.
所以什么叫做信？信就是呢，你当人跟你讲了一个说法的时候呢，你认为这是真的，这就叫做信。
Yeah, like when God says, I exist. Yeah, and he teaches us through the Bible.And as a pastor will teach you from the pulpit, say God exists, and God says this, and God says that, and you believe it. This is information coming from God.
比如说神说， 我存在，然后呢，经由圣经或者是牧师教导，我们相信了，这就是我们的信念。
Okay. Anyway, we're out of time. So let's have a 10-minute break.
好，我们来休息10分钟。